He sure has.
Offensively and defensively.
Here's Reddick. Gets it out near the timeline. We are a minute and a half into the game. It's 2-0. Great crossing. Kirk off to Perry. Goes underneath, but no shot available, and Reddick had to come back out. There's shoulder. Three good.
Nice three. Good release. Perfect timing. No rush.
3-2. Lyon County has its first lead. Burrell gives it down on the left side. There's Dawson, 4-3. That's no good. The rebound was tipped, and then Reddick comes up with it. Reddick heads down. Able to get back. Great crossing. Perry takes it in. Right side goes up from 15 feet back to the
nice
end.
Use of the board. People come here to see Travis Perry, but when they leave, they see Travis as a scorer and a ball handler, and you've got Reddick and you've got Shoulders. What a team. I love the takeaway the fans take from coming to see Travis.
5-2. We played almost 2.5 minutes now. Here's the zone defense put up. There's a pass out to Burrell. Now right corner, a wide open three by Richardson that's no good. Rebound Dawson, outfought everybody, and now gives off to Godfrey, who powers his way up, no good. Well, it's a war under there. Godfrey gets it, puts it in, tips it, no good. Finally, it's going to go out of bounds. It'll stay with great crossing. And when you get Dawson and Marino and Godfrey all in the lane close to the basket, I mean, it's...
And Lions count their arms, their hands are coming up to their elbows. I mean...
Here's Dawson deep in the left corner. Goes inside to Marino. Goes underneath. And couldn't get the shot away. Loses it out of bounds. It'll stay with great crossing. I thought we could have gotten a three-second violation on Marino there, but we don't get many of those anymore.
Lyon County is going low. They're hoping that these tall guys will put the ball down, which they shouldn't. And if they put the ball down, Lyon County is converging in.
Entry pass to Godfrey, who missed it, but we get a whistle and a foul. This personal is going to be on Breedlove. Lucas Breedlove, the 6'6 sophomore, gets the first foul of the game, and will send Vince Dawson to the free throw line for two shots. 5:15 to play, first quarter. Shot is up and good.
I think you made a great point with Shoulders, how important he is. Using the board, his presence, and not getting in foul trouble are really keys today for Lyon County.
Free throw good again. 5-4, the lead for Lyon County, and they got the ball. Here is Reddick. Reddick dribbling down against Burrell, across the timeline, moves right side, gives to Shoulders, off to Perry, a three left wing, no good. Rebound taken, put back up and in by Reddick.
Mr. Reddick, and don't put your hand on him, Dan, when you're guarding. He slaps it off. That's three games in a row. Oh, out of bounds.
Run away, trying to get it to Godfrey down there.
Perry was putting pressure on Robertson, who faked the ball left and jumped to throw it right and overthrew Godfrey.
7-4, Lyon County with a lead, and we're under the five-minute mark right now. I think it's important to get Bray Kirk involved a little bit after the good game he had yesterday. Can he get a shot early with a good look? He's being defended by Richardson. Down the left corner, there's Kirk. He fires a three. Got it.
Boy, did you call that play or not?
Bray Kirk.
Oh, Lyon County's at the other end of the bench from us, but they heard you call that.
10-4, down to Marino, breaking for the basket. Godfrey missed the driving layup, but he got fouled, and that'll be on Bray Kirk. That'll be his first and team foul number two.
Great crossing goes for the alley-oop a lot, naturally, and when you go to defend the alley-oop, typically everybody, including the refs, watching to see if the alley-oop is success, and if there's any type of bump, it's not usually called. But I've noticed this week, it's been called almost every time, and they are fouls, but a lot of times they're not called on alley-oops.
Godfrey gets the first free throw for his third point. Plays with a little wrap on his right hand, his shooting hand, but doesn't seem to bother him any. He knocks down a pair of free throws, and 10-6 as we come close to the midway point of this opening quarter. Perry dribbling down against Godfrey, gets a high screen from Breedlove, picked up by Marino. Now Godfrey's got him back, sends it down the left corner to Kirk, back to Perry. They've got him doubled. He threw it off the leg of Godfrey and out of bounds.
Smart, intelligent play. I couldn't believe Marino, 7-1, came out to the logo territory to guard Perry, and Perry looked underneath.
Kirk looking, sends it across court to Breedlove to get it in. Reddick comes to get it. Guarded by Burrell again. Boy, he's holding him. Had his hands wrapped around. Breedlove for three. It doesn't go. Perry had his hands on the rebound, knocked away. by Godfrey, then picked up by Dawson. Sends it to Richardson. He moves to the left side to Burrell. Now back, Richardson over to Dawson. Fires a three. Good.
It's the same three he hit twice against Lexi Kevin. Identical position.
10-9. A three out of the left corner is good by Perry. Got it down in transition. Got it very quick, and it's 13-9, Lyon County. 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Now down inside to Marino. He turns inside, lays it up and in. Got a good bounce pass and just spun right to the basket. No problem for Marino getting his first 2 points. 13-11. Here's Reddick, left side, driving. And had it back tapped and picked up by Godfrey. Dawson, he spins away from Perry. Hands it off, lays it up and in is Richardson. Boy, what a break. That was too fast for any defense to catch up to, the way they ran there after getting the turnover.
Perry was the only one back, and he tried his heart out to get them to stop.
Tied at 13 apiece. Perry's shot is blocked. His three with the rebound, shoulders, right corner. Ready for a three. That does not go down. Gray almost had the rebound, but Marino wrestled it away from him. And now here's Burrell. Great crossing. Looks for the lead. Burrell down. Hands to Dawson. And now back to Burrell. 2.5 minutes to go in the first. The zone defense, it's a semblance of a 2-3. They go for Marino. He does make the catch, missed the layup, and then grabs it and puts it back up and in.
How do you defend that? He's got good touch, good fundamentals, and I saw the alley-oop coming at our angle.
They led 2-0. They trail by 6, 10-4. They're back in the lead now at 15-13 here in this opening quarter with 2 minutes to play. Looking back to Coach Perry now is Gray out near the timeline. Coming on the dribble, under a five-second count. Reddick comes to get it. Reddick races right, goes all the way, charges, lays it up and in.
What a player.
Right in against
what
Dawson.
What a player.
15 apiece. We're tied. Quickly down. Dawson goes up, missed a shot. Godfrey the rebound. Wall got away with it, missed the tip. And coming out of the rebound is Gray Kirk. Runs down the right side, but players are back. Here's Perry. Perry a little stop and go, right baseline up from 15. Does not go down. Godfrey the rebound. Kirk hits the deck, jumps up, he'll head the other way. Burrell behind the back, floats it left side to Richardson. Down low, Marino moves left baseline underneath, and there's a foul on Breedlove, and that'll be his second. Comes with 1:23 left here in the opening quarter.
And we have Lyon County can use a breather.
We get the media timeout with 1:23 left here in the opening quarter of play. Lyon County and Great Crossing are tied at 15 apiece, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686. Or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Stay tuned at halftime. Wes Berger is going to be here to join us.
Wes, Jimmy Powell just confirmed his coming to see you.
Wes Berger is here to watch the state tournament. Played in Clark County, great player. Went down to Belmont and played. And lives down in the Nashville area now. And it's Great Crossings ball underneath their own basket. They're trying to keep it from a lob into Marino for an easy two. They get in the corner. Burrell firing the three. That's no good. And the rebound battle for Reddick.
Wow.
Oh, look at him scrap for it. And then it's knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Lyon County's basketball.
They are doing everything they can to contain and offset the height advantage that Great Crossing has. And all five of them are converging and going low to get that ball to scrap it.
Here's Reddick, double-teamed in backcourt, and throws it across the timeline. Collins almost lost, but he gets it. He's in the game right now for Great Crossing. Here is Reddick driving under the basket, sends it back out, and Perry comes up with the kind of loose ball. Perry drives back in, goes down the left baseline, flips up a little jump shot that doesn't go, left it short, rebound up, but no good by Defew, and then taken away on the rebound by Lyon County again, putting it up shoulders, no good, but we got a foul. Boy, shoulders is really in there fighting Marino. He's given up a bunch of inches, but...
Fouls on number 24, Marino. That's his first, team first.
Coach Page is questioning the official, saying, you know, and I think he feels like he has to do that because if not, Marino, because he's 7-1, might not get a call.
Right.
Here is Perry way outside. 38 seconds to go with the quarter. Possession arrow is with Lyon County. We've got a 2-for-1 potentially. Perry down in the left corner. Perry gives it back out to Reddick. Reddick near the timeline will leave it off his shoulders. 22 seconds to go. Dawson on him. Shoulders on the dribble right now. Leaves it to Perry. Clock is down to 13 and 10. And now Perry dribbles left. Fights hard. Goes through. Feeds it off. And going under, missing the layup. And the rebound put back up. No good. And on the rebound, we get a whistle and a foul that's going to go against Lyon County. They could not put the ball in. Underneath, battling Marino in there. Personal foul is going to be on Defew. That'll be his first. Team foul number 4 here in the quarter, so only a second and a half left.
Oh, they're coming. The bonus?
Well, they say 5 fouls on Lyon County.
5.
I only have 4.
They were instructed by the scorer's desk that they're not 5, and they brought him forward. They're reiterating.
I'm not sure where I missed a foul.
They were getting ready to take the ball out.
Marino puts a free throw up and it rolls off. See, I knew there shouldn't have been free throws. No, I'm not sure. I'm trying to check on the board and see where the foul was that I missed. But 2 on Kirk. I don't know when Kirk got his second foul. Thinking, can't remember. Marino, though, trying to put his team into the lead, puts it up and in. He's got 5 here in the first quarter of play. 16-15, only a second and a half remaining. So, Lyon County, I mean, you know, the only thing you don't want to do here is, throw it long. Perry goes up for it. It's going to go out of bounds, and the horn blows. And Coach says, Steve Page of Great Crossing saying, hey, should we go back down the other way?
I'm assuming that the guy has handled the ball just at the end.
That's the end of the opening quarter. It's Great Crossing 16, Lyon County 15, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of 4 or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
I said earlier in the week, barring, Malachi Marino declaring that he's going to leave early for the NBA or going to a prep school, boy, this Warhawk team with four players, four starters are going to return. They'll lose Godfrey, but, you know, they what a powerhouse they'll be again next year.
Undefeated and so strong. And, you know, a lot of people, rightly or wrong, they get the brackets and they look ahead. And I will say a lot of people were looking. There's a possibility Friday morning it could be Lyon County and Great Crossing. And here we are this morning.
Lyon County with the ball down by a point as a Reddick sends it down the right side. Perry drives along the baseline, dumps it over to DeFew, but he couldn't handle it. It goes out of bounds, but comes off of Dawson. Great Crossing is complaining. And, Glenn, we're right here, and that ball clearly came off of Great Crossing. And there, but listen to the fans and the coach. And
it's right in front of their bench, which usually gives credit to the other team.
There's what you get sometimes, folks. You know, if we had a replay camera, I'd give you $1 million to say that would be Lyon County's ball.
It's 10 feet away from us.
And Coach Page is livid with the officials right now, but they got that one right. Hey, Reddick looking, gives over to Perry.
He needs to have the way.
Godfrey guarding Perry. Travis dribbling left. Can't shake free. Gives to the big guy who goes underneath and gives off to Breedlove and fans it out. And Kerr gets his shot blocked by Burrell. The little guy came from the side and got there very quickly. And Kerr Bray shooting kind of a flat-footed three-point shot there. He got blocked out of bounds. Lyon County controls. Lions, 3 of 9 on three-point shots, 6 of 17 from the field. They got to try to heat up. It's not easy. The defense is pretty good. Entry pass comes to Bray. Hands to Reddick. Back to Bray. Bray cross courts down the left corner to Breedlove. You better be ready to shoot if you are again in a good spot. I mean, they'll call close very quickly. Here's Reddick driving down, floater in the lane. Put it up too hard. Rebound by Marino. Out to Richardson. Long cross-court bounce pass on the right side to Burrell. Perry knocks it away. Burrell able to go and get it. He's double-teamed and thought we were going to get a whistle and a foul, but we didn't. Here is Dawson. Floats a pass inside for Godfrey, who has to save it inbounds. Burrell driving for the basket. Out to Richardson. Now Dawson. Ball fake. Dumps it right side. Burrell for a three. No good. Long rebound comes out. Shoulders gets it ahead to Perry. Perry one-on-one. Stops. Leaner. And it's no good. He gets his own rebound. Hands it over to Shoulders. His three-point shot is good.
Holy crap. Boy, those guys have played together. Reddick, Shoulders, and Perry since the second grade. They know the positioning where each of them is at the particular time.
Richardson for a three. A little bit deep. Missed it. Dawson a rebound. Back up and it rolls in. And we're back to a tie at 18-18. 6 minutes left to play here. Here's Perry. Dribbling outside. Hands it off. Wants it back. Gets it on the right wing. Looks over the defense and hands it back out to Reddick. Reddick. Burrell on him. Now Bray comes. Richardson has that defensive matchup. Down the right side. Shoulders. Bounce pass to Perry. Left corner. Shot up good. What a pass.
Lyon County does a great job, Dan, of catching their breath. And they don't go into a stall, but they appear to be real deliberately and moving the ball, and they catch their breath so well. I've seen that about 3 or 4 times this week.
21-18. Richardson, an open three is good.
He's a gamer.
That was only a two. Only a two for Richardson. It's a one-point lead for Lyon County at 21-20. Well, you had to see that bounce pass by Shoulders of Perry. He's just to the right side of the lane and throws a bounce pass into the left corner. He saw the alley, got it to Perry, and they set that up to get that. Now Perry, three top of the key, good. Perry's third three. He's got 11.
Total expending every ounce of energy he has on both offense and defense.
24-20. 4:45 to go. Richardson says, let me try another three. This one's no good. And going up, Perry tapped that back to Breedlove. And Lyon County has the ball with 4.5 minutes to go, first half. Perry behind the screen, but Godfrey's right there with him. Again, Perry's given up, I'm going to guess, probably about 5 inches at least to Godfrey. Perry, as they call a timeout, Perry goes ahead and sends up a 38-foot three that hits off the back of the yard.
That's what we and I call logo threes.
Logo three.
Caitlin Clark.
We got a timeout. We'll be back with Lyon County leading. Great Crossing 24-20, and we're back in a half minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
After Perry hit that last three, Godfrey is kind of talking to himself, saying, but right now he's wishing somebody else was guarding Travis Perry, I can tell you. Perry with 11 points, but he's in a couple of threes here that have been, well, and let me tell you, as Perry walks by, I should talk about these guys work up a great great perspiration playing this game. Here's Shoulders down the right side against Dawson. Bounces it to Perry. Again, these long cross-court bounce passes.
It's amazing.
And they almost always complete them. Perry dribbling against Godfrey, trying to shake free. Goes over, Bray, couldn't get a shot. Good patience by Lyon County. You got to have it.
Oh.
Shoulder spins inside. Off to Breedlove for a dunk.
What a pass and spin. A 7 foot one, a 6'8", converge on you and do a back behind the pass for the slam dunk.
The Shoulders, what a job he does of passing the basketball. There's a fine art, and he's got it.
How about his spin-around move? You know, yeah. We saw him win their first game with that.
Here's Dawson for a three, and it rattles out. And going in, Reddick clears it off the glass. Reddick will head down the middle of the court. Long pass to Shoulders, who lays it in. What another phenomenal pass.
Goodness,
I mean, we're talking
gracious.
About mid-court, through traffic, and he hit on a dead run, ready for the layup, and it's 28-20, 3:27 left to play here in the opening half, and we got a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends. Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Well, right now it's a run going for Lyon County. This was a 21-20 game, and now a 7-0 run for Lyon County. And well, you get runs against Great Crossing, it's not easy to do. And they got one going right now. Great Crossing has had a timeout. And Great Crossing will have a chance to end that run right here as they bring the ball down. Interesting, I think, that they're anticipating the press maybe, but Marino inbounds the ball. He dumps it into Burrell, and now Marino will trot on down the floor. Burrell follows him down and into the game now for Great Crossing. Jalen Warren, a 5'10 senior, out near the timeline. Gives to Dawson, goes right down the lane, powers at the basket, missed it.
Oh!
Godfrey tried to jam it back in.
Where'd that foul come from?
Didn't get it, but he got fouled.
Uh-oh.
Down in front of the Lyon County fans, and they don't like that.
This ref has pretty sensitive ears. That's twice, maybe perhaps a Lyon County player has said something to himself or someone else. He's talking to the coach about it now, and he looks like he wants to call a tee.
Greenlove gets his third foul. Free throw is no good by Jeremiah Godfrey. He's made 2 of 3 now from the line. He has 4 points in the game. Godfrey eyes it, fires it, missed it. Rebound going up. And
wow.
Boy, that was Breedlove who took it right off the hands of Marino.
Sophomore.
So Reddick brings it down. Lyon County could take a double-figure lead with a basket here. Bray Kirk, who hasn't had a chance in a while. And right now they switched off. They've got a smaller player just into the game that started Perry, and there's a foul outside. And that's going to be against Jalen Warren. His first. That's only the second foul of the game so far against Great Crossing. And we get a timeout. 2:49 left to play in the opening half. Lyon County 28, Great Crossing 20. We'll return to Rupp Arena after we step out. 90 seconds on the Gateway Sports Network.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick Tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit ambergesfarmmachinery.com.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
During the timeout, Coach Steve Page right in front of us, several times he said, we got to get stops. We got to get stops. That was his message. Interesting, I think, that they brought a little guy in to defend Perry and took Godfrey off of that defensive assignment, and now it's almost taken away by Perry, but he gets it back, and he spins from 15 feet, left it short, took a tough shot under
that
pressure.
Tough.
Got Marino with the rebound, racing down is Burrell, who kicks the ball out of bounds.
If you fall, Dan, if I'm close to you and you fall, they're going to call tripping, whether it's my fault or not.
That's on Travis Perry. His first, the second foul here in the second quarter. Common foul. Great Crossing inbound, 2:31 to play in the half. Underneath their own basket, they get it into Dawson in the left corner, drives toward the lane, cut off. Double team to Godfrey, back to Burrell, right corner, down the baseline. The little guy missed a shot, but we get a whistle and a foul on Marino. Bray ended up on the deck. Marino with his second foul. Lyon County gets the ball back again with a 28-20 lead.
Got another sophomore in the game now, DeFew.
DeFew running down this left side. Perry has the ball in backcourt. Warren. Right there with him. Warren forced him to give the ball up to Reddick. Now back to Perry. Out between the circles. Left side, Reddick takes it on the wing.
Perry's wanting the defender's hands off of him.
Reddick sends it back out to Perry.
Perry says, I've got it.
Those are a couple of fouls. They don't call him. Perry goes in, missed a short jumper. Rebound, Marino gets it. Dawson ahead to Burrell. Burrell braces down all the way in, puts it up, no good. Followed up and in by Marino.
Towering, he's got seven. Towering Marino.
28-22. Timing. He arrived at the right place at the right time, read the shot. Ready going for the basket, off to DeFew, almost lost, but recovering his shoulders. Shoulders, double team. He's going to dribble toward the basket. Hands it off. DeFew goes up from 8 feet. Shot bounces off. And the rebound is taken by Dawson. 1:17 to go in the half. Burrell, Dawson down the lane. Angle puts it up, no good, foul. I think it's going to be on Reddick. No, it's going to be
That was on number 30.
They did a great job, great crossing, taking the ball to the hole with their height, and then they all converge and leave one guy back, but storming those boards.
Rawson puts the free throw up and in. He's now 4-4 from the line. Now we're going to get Godfrey out. Richardson coming in.
Replaces number 21, Jeremiah Godfrey.
1:12 to play in the half. Dawson now going for his ninth point. He leads the team in scoring here in the first half, trying to cut the lead to four and rattles it home. And it is 28-24, so a little 4-0 run going now for a great crossing. They've got a little early pressure, but it's in Reddick's hands. He'll bring it across the timeline. Hands it to shoulders out near the timeline. We got a minute to go. Reddick dribbling against Dawson. And Coach Steve Page says, hey, play back off of him. They're going to let Lyon County run this clock down and take the last shot, it looks like. Great Crossing has the possession arrow to begin the second half. I think this is a good strategy both ways. I mean,
it's surprising on the defensive end.
If I'm Lyon County, and Great Crossing has committed only two fouls, Coach Page just checked with his scorekeeper, so they can risk a couple of fouls, try to keep Lyon County from getting a shot off.
I'm surprised how they wait so late anymore. I used to think 10, 11 seconds.
Hey, we're...
Oh, look at him holding.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Why do you not call that foul? And now they do. Before Perry could get up a shot, but...
How many fouls?
Fouls on number three.
Oh, it's only the third foul.
Warren's got his second. That's only the third, so they've got another foul to give with only 6.5 seconds to go. And end of the game right now is L.J. Holman, the freshman, and I guarantee you they have said, L.J., commit us a foul if you can. Here is shoulders of the ball.
Oh, he was holding his...
They are not going to... Here's Perry. Perry fires a three up under pressure of duress, and players hit the deck. And I tell you, this is really, really a... The game, folks, is about to get out of hand physically. But we're at halftime. It's 28-24. Lyon County leading Great Crossing. And we'll be back. Special halftime guest coming. We'll return to Rupp Arena in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
Kaufman Mortuary Parlor understands the economical stress our country is in, which reflects on all of us individually. Unfortunately, death is something we cannot alter. But fortunately, you now have an economical choice during these times. At Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, we offer a full-service funeral home experience. We have a beautiful, quaint chapel to handle the small and private services, but the use of churches or a facility of your choice is offered to handle your larger service needs. People caring for people. Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, located on South Queen Street.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no mower that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Turn your attention again to center court and join the KHSAA in recognizing a special group of past champions. Here with us are members of the 1999 KHSAA Boys Basketball State Champion, the Ballard Bruins.
Yeah, I just thought we'd listen in. I can't
those
name those
in
guys.
Attendance are receiving a commemorative medallion from the KHSAA.
Great job they do in bringing back teams. This is the 25th anniversary of that team. I don't know what anniversary it is of the guy that's going to join us right now. I can tell you that his mother makes an awesome beer cheese. She should be marketing the beer cheese. But Right now we've got Wes Berger with us. Wes, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate being here.
Former star at Clark County and Belmont, and you're living now in Nashville, right?
Yes, sir. Graduated from GRC in 1998. Went down to Nashville there after to play at Belmont University. I was there from 98 to 2002. Met my wife there at Belmont. She was on the women's team. We moved to Memphis for a few years, Memphis, Tennessee, and then moved back to Nashville in 2006 and been there ever since.
And what are you doing these days?
Well, when we originally moved back to Nashville, I worked at Belmont. I did the fundraising for our athletic department for a number of years. And then about 5 or 6 years ago, got out of that, decided to work on my own, do some stuff for myself, and started just a lawn care landscaping business and doing that in Nashville and staying all the busy I want to be. And my wife and I have 4 kids, so... Well, sometimes we feel like we're professional chauffeurs as much as anything else.
Hey, whose lawn do you do now? Come on, Wes. There's got to be somebody down in Nashville.
Well, there's the...
Can you name drop one or two for us?
I won't say that I do their yards, but we live right across the street from Kelsey Ballerini, who's a country star singer, and down the street from us was Derrick Henry, Tennessee Titans running back. Of course, he recently got picked up by the Baltimore Ravens, so he's out of the neighborhood. But Nashville is such a growing community, booming, thriving economy. You never know who you're going to see in town.
I feel like I know your mother better than I really do, but I really feel like I know your dad. What was it like growing up the son, you know, of your dad? I mean, what was that like? I mean, he's a military guy for point in part.
He was military, went to the Marines, served in the Marines a few years. You know, both my parents, very loving, very supportive. They were there at everything that I ever played at. I remember that. I appreciate that. I try to do the same for our kids. They were strict, but not overbearing. I mean, they wanted us to do well in school. Grades were always important to them. And, you know, basketball was something that they wanted to support me in and wanted me to do the best that I could do in. But it was never something I had to be great at. It was just something that I loved, and it kind of came natural to me.
Where'd that love come from? Who got you really excited about basketball?
Probably Rex Chapman. He was my first love when I was young. I remember coming to watch him play here in Rupp Arena. And my dad would tell you a story that when he decided to go pro, I just cried my eyes out because I thought it was the worst thing in the world. So he was probably my first player that I loved. And then I hesitate to say this in Central Kentucky, but I was a big Duke fan right around the time of Christian Laettner and Bobby Hurley. Grant Hill is still my favorite college player of all time. So just watching those guys and watch the way they played and did it the right way, or at least seemingly, really got me interested into it and something I've loved from then on.
At Clark County, you played for a pretty good coach there, didn't you?
One of the best. Guy Strong. He may be here somewhere today. I don't know. But so knowledgeable. So many great stories. So many great one-liners we picked up. Of course, he played for Adolph Rupp, and a lot of the things I'm sure Adolph Rupp told him, he was telling us. But great coach. We were never fortunate enough to get here to Rupp Arena to play in the state tournament. Got close a couple times. That's probably one of the biggest regrets of my high school career is not making it here to the state tournament. But just a fine man and a great coach, Coach Strong was.
What is a high school game you remember? Is there one that kind of stands out in your mind?
Sure. Well, probably the two games that I remember the most are my junior year. We made it to the regional championship and lost to Harrison County on a last-second shot. We were up late in the game, and they were inbounding the ball, and we stole the ball, dribbled it towards our goal, but it got stolen back from us. Harrison County threw it the length of the court, and I think it was Rob Ogden from Harrison County hit almost a fadeaway three-pointer. To go up, and we lost that game. And then my senior year, we lost to Fleming County in the regional semifinals. It's been so long. I felt like we were the better team, but they were the better team that night. And, again, that was sort of the end of my high school career and a sad moment for sure, but lots of good memories from playing at Clark County all those years.
Great competition in the 10th region in those days, wasn't there?
It sure was. And you know, it's funny, I'm here today because my son, who is a junior in high school and playing basketball in Nashville, Tennessee, I wanted him to see, you know, Kentucky high school basketball. They've made it to the state tournament a couple times there in Nashville, but there's nothing quite like this experience. In the state of Kentucky.
What about the state tournament in Tennessee? What is it like?
So it's interesting in that they of course use classifications. The public schools have four different classifications. The private schools are separate from the public schools, and even the private schools have two classifications within theirs. So, you know, I hesitate to say it's a bit watered down, but it is a bit. You know, the 4A, which is the highest classification, which is the classification my son's team plays in, is pretty good basketball. Really good basketball. Some really good teams from Memphis, some really good teams from Nashville. The team that won it this year was a team just south of Nashville that had a really good team and a kid who's committed to Southern Miss and a junior who's probably going to go play college ball. And it's very competitive. You know, the fan support isn't quite maybe what it is here, but I don't think there's anywhere like it is here. But it's still really good basketball. It's still fun to watch. Like it's to follow around my son has been a pleasure these last few years.
So what's your mom going to cook for you this weekend while you're up here?
Well, we'll see. I don't know. On the way down this morning, she said she had some spaghetti ready, so we'll see. Actually, my son and I made a weekend out of this. A couple weeks ago was his 17th birthday, and he and I went yesterday to Indianapolis to watch the first round of the NCAA tournament. Here today, and then tomorrow we're going back to Indianapolis to catch the second round and watch those games there. So we just made a basketball weekend out of a lot of driving, a lot of basketball, and hopefully a lot of memories.
But Wes, the grass is growing while you're on this trip. I mean, it's been warmer than we normally get this time. Your crew's been out earlier.
That's right. We got, and I'll have work to do when I get back. That's for sure. But again, you don't get these kind of opportunities much, especially with a 17-year-old son who's be out of our house you know, in a couple years, and my wife makes a point of that all the time, that we have to make the most of these types of opportunities to spend time with our kids, and so it's an investment in that.
What's the most important thing that Ed Berger ever told you?
You know, number one, I would say it's my faith, you know, a faith in God, faith in our Jesus, and just sort of sticking to that and knowing that when times get tough, when times get hard, that God has a plan for our lives. So I'd say that first and foremost. Number two, it's family, the importance of family and being there for each other, supporting each other. Because, you know, there's going to be a lot of times when things don't go our way. And other than the Lord, like, the family should be the ones that are there for you. So those two things, first and foremost.
On your faith journey, don't try to do down in Nashville what your dad has done in Clark County. Try to make it to every church, you know, in the county, you know, skipping around. I don't think you'd probably cover them all.
We definitely couldn't. No, it's been interesting hearing him talk about that. You know, we belong to one church and go to one church every Sunday and love it. That built a good community. I don't see how he does what he does, but he's enjoying it and learning a lot and getting a lot out of it, seems like.
Who does best beer cheese you've ever had?
Mike, I'd have to say my mom's.
The best banana nut bread you've ever had?
Probably my mom.
Hey, yeah. I'm going to stop there. I don't want to be.
That's right. Don't get me in trouble.
Don't want to get you in trouble. Hey, Wes, great to see you again. It's been a long, long time back in your playing days at Clark County, and good to see you. Hear a lot about you. Your dad loves to talk about you and the grandkids, and so he kind of keeps everybody in touch, and he's still doing well. And now he's a radio guy. I mean, he's a personality on WWKY.
He loves that. You know, he retired from being mayor just about a year or so ago, and I think it's a great thing for him to do to keep busy and stay in touch, and I think he's got a passion for it, and I think he's pretty good at it, too.
Great. Wes Berger. Wes, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Hey, we'll be back. We'll get the first half statistics, and when we return, get the second half underway very shortly. It's halftime, 28-24, Lyon County over Great Crossing, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Town and Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town and Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town and Country Home Decor.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to assure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price. The first semifinal round game today is all about the threes and the frees. The threes for Lyon County, they're 6 of 14. Great crossing, only 1 of 8. The freeze, great crossing, 7 of 10. Lyon County hadn't gotten to the line yet. You put it all in the pot and boil it up, and Lyon County's got a 4-point lead, 28-24. They went on an 8-point run to get an 8-point lead at 28-20, and then great crossing scored the last 4 points of the first half. Lyon County did not have a field goal, and we know they didn't have a free throw. So they had to score in the last 3:31
That's right.
of the first half, and that's significant. I do think, well, you get a timeout. Coach Steve Page right in front of us, he's saying, we got to get stopped. We got to get stops. They did.
And it's interesting to me on the foul component with the focus for great caution to grow inside. And then as they're collapsing on these tall guys, they're calling the fouls on Lyon County. And yet Lyon County is being pushed out by the strong defensive effort of great crossing. And they're holding and swinging, and it's just there's got to be some balance. Like, it's very difficult if I talk to my team about the way it's being officiated and how do we adjust to that. So we'll see where the second half goes.
It's kind of like they're not going to call fouls out on the floor unless they really have to. And what that has amounted to is we get a lot of really, really physical contact.
Yeah.
Contact. Sometimes it causes turnovers. And then they go so far, and then they call something that,
yeah,
you think, well,
that's my point.
You could have called that a million times. On the inside, it's been a little bit more, but personal fouls, we've only had a dozen called, 8 on Lyon County, 4 on Great Crossing through the first half, and Great Crossing has the ball. They get it right into Marino. He gets it knocked away, but a foul.
They're going back inside. That's the strategy with it, and it's working. So Marino's at the line. It's good for
that foul is on Breedlove, and he can't believe it. That's his fourth. Breedlove's looking around like, how is that foul on me? But here is Marino at the line, puts it up and in. There were several bodies around Marino, and I think maybe he just thought it was a little pick and choose there.
I believe he's going back with
9 points.
Here comes one sophomore for the other.
So it is a 2-point game. 28-26, Lyon County the lead. They've got the ball. Here is Shoulders out front. Shoulders to Perry. Godfrey's got him. Perry to Shoulders. They run a weave. Shoulders drives for the basket, goes all the way in, trying to get a shot up, and that's going to be on Marino, I believe.
That's a good move to drive him in. We saw him win the game, you know, Wednesday with that.
That's number three on Marino.
Wow.
That's his third.
Coach Page, you got to watch it. He's trying to say that was on. Marino is the only guy there. I mean, I don't know if there's a foul or not, but it had to be on Marino, but the free throw is missed, so it probably was the wrong call.
Hey, strategy.
Here's out of the game now. We get DeFew checking in for Breedlove, and Shoulders knocks down the second free throw. He has 9 points, and the lead is 29-26 for Lyon County. They are in a man-to-man. And they get it inside to Marino, and taken away Perry. By Perry. Just wrestled away from him. Perry races down, didn't have numbers. Stops, fires a three. Good. Travis Perry from the top of the key with his fourth three of the game.
What talent we're seeing this week, Dan Manley.
32-26. Here is Richardson. Burrell. And, oh, there's Marino. He could have gotten his fourth foul. They turn it over. Down the left corner, Reddick for a three. Good. Jack Reddick. We got a timeout taken by.
Wow.
Great crossing.
9-point lead in 53 seconds.
We got 6:51 to play here. Again, Marino, he elbowed Gray in front of us. Lucky the official didn't see that. That had been his fourth foul. We got a timeout on the floor. 6:51 left to play. Third quarter, Lyon County, 9-point lead. Long way to go, folks. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Are you ready to turn your dream of owning a home into a reality? Look no further than Traditional Bank, your trusted partner in making home ownership a breeze. With a dedicated mortgage lending team and local decision makers, home financing just got better. Traditional Bank's competitive rates and faster loan closings, along with our best-in-class service, opens the door to your dream home. Find a local lender at traditionalbank.com/lenders. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
6:51 to go. Much of that timeout, Steve Page talking with one of the officials. And he was most upset over the third foul that was called on Marino.
This is unusual territory for Great Crossing. 35-26, 6:51 to go. Great Crossing trailing Lyon County.
Here we go with Burrell bringing it down across the timeline. Burrell's not been involved maybe as much as they would like him to be in this game. Richardson to Burrell. Burrell back down to Richardson, looking in, can't get it in. Now Marino back out to Burrell for a three, in and out. Spun right out of there, rebound. Marino got it, then it's taken away, and a foul called. And oh, wow.
Shoulders.
If that had happened on the other end, the Lyon County crowd would have been
22 shoulders.
That's his first foul of the game. And Great Crossing gets it in. Burrell is trapped out there. Gives to Dawson. Goes up from 15. Missed shot. Rebound shoulders.
Ooh, missed the whole goal.
Yeah, he came off the glass right into the hands of Shoulders. And here's Reddick. Reddick with 6:13 to play in the third quarter. Sends it down the left corner to Perry. Perry driving all the way through to the right side. Godfrey trailing him. Perry keeps a dribble. Now he's going to go over and gives it back to Shoulders. Perry's as patient a player as you can get,
yes,
really.
You
think, oh, well, no, he just grabs it too. No, he's very, he's looking for a good shot if he can get it.
And there's one.
On the left side, it's no good. Rebound, battle for. Dawson gets it. But there are fouls every time both ways under the basket.
Look at this.
DeFew trying to come up with a steal, but he's down on the baseline, stepping out of bounds. It'll belong to Great Crossing.
We're going to keep our eye on these two sophomores next couple of years. The leadership between these two.
Here's Marino. Again, Marino would love to get the ball down right under the basket. As they inbounded, Richardson is the guy. Pass comes out deep to Burrell.
Ooh.
Almost lost in the backcourt, but recovers. Dawson Richardson, floater in the lane from 10, no good. Rebound.
Look at that.
Yeah, Kirk went up. Rip it away. Down to Travis Perry on the right side. He doesn't have anything. Kirk now moves in on the left. Doesn't have a shot. Comes back outside. Now
oh
he sets up
goodness.
And fires a three. Good
Holy
one.
Cow. You come here Kirk. To see Perry, Dan, and this second time I've said that, but when you leave, you see a Lyon County team.
38-26. Here's Richardson beyond and down the lane to Dawson, who turns, flips it up and in.
Nice move. Dawson's got his strong inside.